Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome once again, This Open House. I am your host, David Guthrie, with my gorgeous, brilliant wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
Thank you.
All right, guys, real quick, if you want to reach us, we're on air live right now, 520-790-2040. Welcome your questions, your comments. But if you want to reach us off air, okay, feel free. Call, text 520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611. You could email us at info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And our homepage, www.thisopenhouseshow.com. So, anyway, how are we doing today?
We are doing good. It has been a crazy 2 weeks because we weren't here last week. So
it has been absolutely crazy.
There's a whole bunch of people. We joined Reddit for the first time.
Yeah, we're Redditors now.
David is the top.
They call them degenerates.
I don't know. David is, so the millennial age span spans from 1982 to 1996. David is at the top and my youngest sister is at the end. And I will tell you that my youngest sister and my husband have very little in common in terms of the lifestyle that they grew up in.
Yeah.
But they're all considered millennials. I'm solidly in the middle.
Took me a couple of days, but I actually figured out how to post.
Yeah. So, you know, we got on Reddit to see what was... I was trying to explain Polaroid pictures to our oldest child the other day.
Yeah.
And he was like, wait. But how do you look at the picture? And it prints out of a camera and then you have to shake it and then it develops. He's like, but you just look at your phone. And I was trying to explain to him that no, one could not just take many, many, many pictures.
But on Reddit, I found out that when you shake your phone, it gives you cute pictures of dogs and cats.
This is true.
That's
so there you
neat.
Go. There's your helpful Reddit tip for the day. Anyways, the market's been crazy.
Yeah.
Real estate's been crazy.
Yeah,
the
we're never going to have to work again. We bought GameStop and now
we didn't buy GameStop. We have no GameStop. We do, however, have Nokia, but I bought Nokia before this whole thing.
Because you like their 5G.
Because I like their 5G.
Yeah, you just like the stock. This isn't stock advice.
This is not stock advice.
Like
this is
stock.
Just us being dumb on
but
radio.
You know what? You know what?
You get to listen to the conversations that we have in our life. So
we are talking about real estate, but everybody's talking about investing. Everybody's talking about investing.
Dogecoin.
Yeah,
everybody can get into cryptocurrency for 5 cents a coin.
Yeah, the meme currency. You know, Elon Musk is constantly tweeting this stuff.
So is Gene Simmons.
Here's the
Mark
deal.
Cuban.
Here's the deal. This is gambling, guys.
Yeah,
this is
it's
gambling.
Bored people gambling.
This is bored people gambling with their stimulus checks. And I know there's a whole movement behind this. I'm sure everybody's read the articles about, you know, let's put the squeeze on Wall Street and a little guy standing up. And finally, Robinhood has enabled the little guy to go ahead and get things moving. But, you know, I'll tell you who's been doing that before it was cool. That's real estate agents, okay? According to our statistics is, last year, I haven't seen a new NAR one, but the highest, what was single female home ownership? Do you remember that stat?
Oh, it was like 56%, 57%.
It's crazy of new home buyers.
Yeah.
So where in the world do you have this many single women buying and owning real estate? We love this. We love seeing people from all over, every background, every gender, it doesn't matter who you are. We have been a big forefront on, hey, you need to own real estate. You need to own your home.
It, just so you know, it's the biggest small, owning rental property is the biggest small business in the United States.
Yeah,
most people don't know that, but owning one or two homes is, most people think, income property, that means that they're the big corporations. No, the biggest small business in America is owning rental property.
Yeah, this isn't the big apartment complex managers and this sort of thing coming in. These people inherited properties or, you know, they bought a house, outgrew it for whatever reason. Maybe at the time they felt like they couldn't sell it or whatever, but have tenants in there. We've been sticking up for the quote little guy for a really, really, really long time. And we intend to keep doing just that. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about the market Our company, Long Realty Company, does a fantastic job
of
putting together stats, not only monthly, which we give to each and every one of our clients who sign up. It's very easy to do. You can even just email us info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Tell me what area of town. We'll put you on the list and you'll get it. Every 6 months, end of year, and we just got finished with our end of year study here. And so we're going to talk about a couple of things on that, dive a little bit deep in. We're going to talk about, 2020 at a glance, where were we? And where are we going? Foreclosures, are they going to increase?
Are we in a bubble?
Well, what is happening here? So in order to talk about some of those things, which we do talk about every week, but we're going to take this in a little bigger scale today. Let's look at closed sales for residential, okay? We've had an increase over 2019 to 2020 of 4%. That's in Tucson. Green Valley, they rose 3%. Sahuarita, big whopping 1%. Sierra Vista, whole bunch of sales happening in Sierra Vista. 13%. Now we're very close in line with Phoenix.
Yes.
Phoenix is really, really close. 4%. We've seen a whole bunch of people buy in the White Mountains.
Yes.
Geez, I wonder why. That's, maybe they want to vacation and enjoy. It's gorgeous. Prescott, huge jump. 15%. And yes, it is called Prescott. It's not Prescott. It's Prescott.
But if you say Prescott to Siri, she will get confused.
Yeah, so you can tell Siri Prescott, but just remember, you're talking to a local out there, it's Prescott. Sedona, 19%. Flagstaff, 23%. And you know what? It's gorgeous up in Flagstaff.
It's beautiful. We were up there the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Just had a great drive. And speaking of old tech, did you know they have a payphone at the Grand Canyon?
It's hilarious. There is. There's a pay. We were there. And
what?
Ben, our oldest, was like, what is that? And then we got to explain payphones.
Yeah. But my cell phone worked up there. I was able to post on Reddit and everything. So we're all good. You know, so Yuma, 5% increase. Yuma, kind of crazy if you like that 120 degree weather.
Hey, insane.
Yuma, it's got it for you. Pending sales. This is what we watch to kind of see what's going on in the future here, okay? This is kind of like the order book for stocks. You can go ahead and look and see, well, what's coming? What's pending? What are some of these orders happening here? And we could see pending sales are up 3.8% in 2020 versus 2019. So
which is actually really astonishing. Slide back down. So when you consider that pending sales were down in March 15% and down in April 29%.
It's kind of what was happening there.
Right. I mean, that was the shutdown. That was the stay-at-home orders. But it came back fast. You can see that there was a pending sales in
July
was not super high, but that doesn't surprise us because...
June... 19.1% just shot up, 23% in September.
Right. It's all of the people who are looking in March getting under, in May getting under contract in June.
So guess what? December, 16.6%. A lot of those sales did not close in December. They closed in January, and some of them are even going to spill over into February here.
Yep.
And this, again, is looking back in time. So, you know, we're not talking about January stats.
We
check our last week's show.
Yeah.
You know, next week we'll get into some of that a little bit more. Phoenix showed similar pending sales increase at 6.5%. And here's where it gets crazy, guys. The pressure on the real estate market is just astronomical. We have seen a decrease in homes for sale of 50.2%. Year over year, December 2019, there's 2,612 listings in our Tucson region. December 20th, 1,351. I just checked today in the city of Tucson, and we're looking about 700, which is just nuts. So that inventory number is extremely low. Phoenix, again, very close in line with what we're doing out here in Tucson. Down 58.6%. But, you know, they've got more homes to work with, more space to work with. They're down from 13,324 to 5,519. It's no surprise that when you have decreases in supply, what are you going to have? An
increase in price,
demand.
That's how the market works.
So we're seeing Tucson up 15%. Green Valley hit 16%. Sahrita whopping 36%. And Sierra Vista, even though they had that big jump, only were up 7%. So the point is, inventory is down, demand is up, prices are up. Phoenix, similar, 16%. And here's the big surprise. Yuma actually went down 7%. Now, I don't personally sell real estate in Yuma. We have great long realty referral partners out there in Yuma that we can refer our clients to. But we don't exactly know why that is.
We're not sure.
We have some theories, but you know, it's hard to go in there. So what we're going to do is continue this on the other side of the break. And go ahead, tune in. Call us 790-2040. Thank you. Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
Today, nearly half our nation's fighting forces are members of the Guard and Reserve. When they are called to active duty, they leave behind a family, a community, and a job. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, a Department of Defense agency, honors and protects the bond between service members and their civilian employers. Whether serving our country or supporting those who do, we all serve. To learn more about ESGR, call 1-800-336-4590 or visit esgr.mil.
Yes, welcome back. David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, with my beautiful wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
Hey guys, welcome back. So we've been talking about the market stats, and if you're interested in getting a copy of these to look at them, you should feel free to email us at info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Again, that's info@thisopenhouseshow.com. So we're going to move away from the stats, and we're going to start talking about the takeaways. Are we in a bubble? Are there foreclosures coming? What are we seeing coming down the pipeline?
Number one, real estate is always local.
Right.
Yes.
Always.
Always, always, always. So what's going on in Florida is not what's going on out here. There's a lot of similarities, though, because a lot of people are coming to Florida and Arizona in order to flee for whatever reason. They may have some job opportunities where they're able to finally get out of the place that they really haven't wanted to be.
It's 70 degrees outside, and it's gorgeous, and we're not shoveling snow.
Yeah, yeah, we're not shoveling snow.
You don't have to shovel sunshine.
It's a beautiful place to live. And so, you know, that's strength for us out here. You know, our mountains are not going anywhere. And real estate really is a resilient product. You know, we have a lot of strength here. And while we don't know the future of what's going to happen with the government and all the decisions with Federal Reserve, we know that inflation is a certainty here at this point in time. But we know that as far as the policies and things that are made in Washington, state, local, they do in many ways favor Tucson real estate, especially Tucson landlords still. We have a lot of people coming out here wanting to invest in Tucson because it's such a friendly place to own and to rent. And it's a different way of looking at your house, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a home where you live, where memories are made.
Right. So there's a lot of people who look at their house as an investment. And it's nice if your house goes up in price. But the thing is that you need to live somewhere. You have to live somewhere. We have a word for people who don't have a home to live in. We call them homeless.
Yes.
And so you need to live somewhere, and you can make the decision. Are you going to pay your own mortgage, or are you going to pay somebody else's mortgage? Because at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. You're either taking, let's say, that $1,000, and you're either paying it to yourself in terms of paying down, putting equity into your home, or you're going to pay it to your landlord. If you get equity out at the end. That's great, but you have to pay somebody somewhere to live.
No, but let me push back a little bit here, okay? Because, you know, you only gave two options, and I know our listeners are sitting there saying, well, wait a second. I have saved back and saved back and saved back. I'm just going to pay cash for a house and not finance my house. What would we say to that? Is there...
So the answer to that question is if you can do that and you feel comfortable with that, great. But there's the opportunity cost in that dollar. So we interest rates are around, let's say, 3%, depending on your credit.
2.5 to 3. Some are low twos,
right,
if you're
depending
fantastic.
On your credit.
Yeah.
But if you can get a mortgage for that house... And you can be paying, because the rate of inflation, the federal government, the Fed, has said that they want the rate of inflation, which means the amount of money that they are printing to make the dollar worth less, for the rate of inflation to be 2%. That means every year your dollar buys 2% less.
And that's the target. We're probably going to see that in 2022, 2025 through 26. It could be 4 to 6.
Right. If you put your money in a bank account right now and you... try to get interest on it, there's no interest to be had. So you have the opportunity to buy a home that you live in for very inexpensively for the cost of the money. If you have that cash, let's say you have $300,000 in cash, you could take that money and you could put it into rental properties that are going to give you a much better rate of return. And you're still...
GameStop stock.
No. David is on this because he's OG GameStop, but no, don't. Do not do that.
Yeah, this is not stock advice. Don't buy GameStop. GameStop.
You can't even say it right.
I can't.
But you have the opportunity to put those.
You have the opportunity to call your licensed financial advisor and get some good advice, not on a real estate radio show, about where to put your money in those separate markets. But we can advise you on real estate. And the thing is here's the end of the day. Here's the key takeaway. You doesn't matter if you're paying cash. Doesn't matter if you have a mortgage and you're borrowing from a bank. If you're paying cash, you're self-financing. What Rebecca's trying to say is there's an opportunity cost.
Yes.
You can take that money today that is your best dollar, because in 2030, that dollar today is going to be worth less. So you're giving the exchange for your best dollar today so that you can have a lower cost dollar tomorrow. Now, there may be some benefits to that.
Right, there may be.
If your income is, you're looking, it's going to reduce significantly and having that no monthly payment and just pay taxes and insurance, great. There are reasons to do this, but what we're trying to say is whether or not you're financing or self-financing, this is a great time because, you know, we're record low interest rates
right.
here, and all we're going to see is an increase in that inflation.
They have to go back up.
They have to. And when inflation rises, mortgage rates are going to rise. And as mortgage rates are going to rise, you know what? Rental rates are going to rise. Let's go back in time, back when the last recession happened. The housing market was really hit hard. Rental rates really didn't go down. 1 in 30 homes were in foreclosure, and each one of those foreclosed homeowners had to live somewhere. Guess what? They entered into the rental market, put more pressure on the rental market, and now all of a sudden we're in a situation where the landlords once again are doing really great. And please don't think of these people as the big bad guy. Okay, these are not the short sellers on Wall Street. These are your average mom and pop. These are your neighbors. This is your mom, your dad, your uncle. They own these rental properties.
Right. So another question we get asked a lot is, and it's a two-part question, are we in a bubble and are foreclosures going to skyrocket? So the first question is for the, are we in a bubble? We don't think so. And the reason that we don't think so is because the prices, while in certain areas have skyrocketed 15% on average, it's about 4%. And that is not bubble making.
Yeah. And when we're talking about the amount of inventory that's decreased and sales prices jumping like they've had, realistically, we could see that inventory change. And as interest rates start to rise and those kind of things, we could see a lot of homeowners, entering into that market, we'll see the inventory climb because the buyers are going to be less because their affordability changes in the next couple of years.
Right.
That could impact some things. But one of the key indicators is forbearance. Kind of like what we said, pending sales is an indicator for future value. Let's look at forbearance and these kind of plans that borrowers go to their bank to say, I can't pay, I need help, put me on a plan and let's figure this out. We're looking total 5.2% share of loans in forbearance based on all of the data. Researchers, specifically Black Knight data comes out with a lot of these things. 5.2%.
Across the country.
Across the country.
We get notice of sales from title companies, and there were fewer than 30 homes that had a notice of sale put on them, which is the first step for foreclosure. Right. In Tucson, we're just right now not seeing that we're going to have a huge wave of foreclosures. And the other thing
But out of those 5%, okay, that are in forbearance, 29% of those are current on their payments.
Right.
They went and they made a request. So the majority of those that are in forbearance still are in really good standing. The other thing that we're seeing with the health of the real estate market is also the tenants out there. I talked to a lot of different landlords. I talked to a guy yesterday. He has over 50 homes. I said, how many of your properties currently are having issues collecting rent? He said, well, all of them are current. We had one tenant who was having a hard time, but ended up coming through with some of the rental assistance programs and that sort of thing. So 2% of his rental portfolio is having some issues, but he's still totally current. So what we're trying to say is this is a healthy market, healthy economy. If unemployment skyrockets and people just do not have income, With the current administration, Mr. Biden's really been clear. He wants to go ahead and really push stimulus to a lot of people, part of the reason for our inflation. But in the short term, we're going to have that injection of cash. So all of these things for us say, real estate is a very safe place to hedge.
And the other thing that people are not remembering is most people have equity in their house, which means that they can sell and walk away not being in a bad situation and even probably putting money in their pocket. But if you look at the cost of renting versus continuing to own your home, if you can refinance and stay in your house, you're going to do that because you're not going to be able to find a comparable rental for the same price.
Right. Rental rates are still lower than your average sale price there. And, so where are we going? What are we doing?
Rental rates
versus your mortgage rates.
Right.
Yes.
Renters are, it's higher to rent than it is to buy.
Right.
You said
right.
The reverse.
So we think that we are on a pretty solid gain here, but just get the idea right now. I want our listeners to know this. I did not invent this. I read Rich Dad Poor Dad years and years ago. Your primary house is not an investment. This is a place you live. So let's look at that. Look at that as you are hedging your bets against future increases, and you're going to be able to do more things with your low, low payment.
Right. You also need to ask yourself, why are you moving? If you're here 6 months out of the year because you want to be here and you're spending money on Airbnbs, that may be something that you want to consider. Or mom's sick and you're spending a lot of time here, you might want to consider getting a small condo. Are you moving because you need more space? There are legitimate reasons to move that have nothing to do with if is it a buyer's market or is it a seller's market. It's what does our family need?
Are you
in
really
going to
let mom sit in a home that's not good for her when she needs a space that's close to you guys? So with the last 2 minutes, I want to talk about some pain points that we're seeing here. We're seeing a lot of sellers who do need to make those changes. Mom's in a home. We want to get her with us or what have you. I need that home office. I need a homeschool room. Their problem is entering into the market. What are they going to buy? Look, it's going to be easy to sell your house. We can do it. Go look on our stats online on our website there, homeowners. Talking about how fast we're able to sell homes. And really, all homes are selling very fast right now. That's just the truth. Your average home is getting two or more offers. Actually, 37% of homes are receiving multiple offers. It's going to be easy to sell. It's going to be tougher to buy. What we're hoping is regulations will ease on new home builders. And I want to tell our audience out there, Rebecca and I can negotiate on your behalf. We have relationships with all builders here in town, and that may be the best route for you. So if you're sitting here and you want to get the best house, let's go ahead and figure out what your house is worth, probably more than you expect. And then let's go ahead and talk about negotiating something with a builder and making this process a little bit long. And in 6 to 9 months, we hand you keys to your new house, very smooth, and you're in a better position than you thought you could be.
Absolutely.
So if you want to have some information on new home builds, I have a very extensive list on all of them here in the area from multiple different builders that we can share with you. Email us, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. That's info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Or you can call, you can text 520-462-2611. Now, next week, we're not going to be boring you with a bunch of stats, but we're going to be scaring you with some other stats.
Oh, yes.
Next week, we're going to be talking about some of the dangers lurking in your listing, and I promise you it's going to be good. If you have kids, somebody who has kids,
you wanna,
or you're a grandparent,
to this one,
you need to tune in and listen to this show. It's going to hopefully change your life and save some lives.
We hope. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.